This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Dear podcast listener, this is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice, and I'm Damon Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblocker Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 30, and I'm calling it The Great Paragraphed Hoax, and it's a cute one, this episode is. Now, the natural way to start this episode is to answer the question, what is a paragraph? The Writing Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill defines a paragraph as the building blocks of papers. Fair enough. I mean, what else would you expect from a college? But that won't do for us web writers. The best answer I could find on the Yahoo Answers forum was usually consists of more than one sentence on the same topic. Again, fair enough, but let me give you the web writer's version of what a paragraph is. A paragraph, according to a web writer, is short. It's one word or two or three. It's one sentence. It's two sentences, but never more than three. You might find that absurd, disgusting, or upsetting. A little known fact, we adopted this definition of a paragraph from the World Journalism, of course. That may do nothing for you. Mark Grabowski, a journalism professor and AOL columnist, writes, when it comes to newspaper paragraphs, remember, size does matter, and smaller is always better. I know the definition drives some people nuts. I mean, they hate seeing those one-sentence paragraphs, especially if they are ridiculously short sentences like the one word short. And these people get apocalyptic. Like our English teachers who taught us the proper way to start a paragraph was when the topic changed. Even if that meant your paragraph was 22 sentences long. James Joyce listened to his English teacher. Or was it his Irish teacher? But that just won't do online. It can't do online. Online readers are too fickle. That's because that's the lesson we learned back in episode 12, the ugly truth about how people read online. Besides, we need to honor the white space. A block of text 22 sentences long is like a sign that says, do not trespass. It chases readers away. The same for a paragraph 10 sentences long. I would even argue 5 sentences long. Remember, your reader is looking for an excuse not to read what you wrote, so don't give it to her. You have a topic that is 10 sentences long. It demands one paragraph. How should you break that sentence up, web writer? Should you break that sentence up? The answer is yes, you should, and a good place to start is simply to see if you can break it up into subtopics. Let's say your original paragraph is about the who, the why, the when, and the where of an event. Then each of those elements gets their own paragraph, even if they are one sentence long. The other thing you can do is insert dialogue, which naturally demands a new line. Now, here's another way you can break up a paragraph into a coherent, smaller paragraph. On the University of North Carolina page about paragraphs, they suggest the way to develop a paragraph is two, and there are five parts to this. One, Decide on a controlling idea and create a topic sentence out of that. 2, explain the controlling idea. 3, give an example or examples. 4, then explain those examples. And 5, complete the paragraph's topic and transition into the next paragraph. Online, each of these steps could have their own paragraph. The first paragraph would be the controlling idea. The second paragraph, explaining the controlling idea. The third paragraph, giving an example or examples. The fourth, explaining those examples. And the fifth is the conclusion, the transition to the next topic. Do that and your reader will love you. Maybe not your English teacher, but she's probably not reading what you want. But that's okay. She's not your ideal audience. So until next time.